There must be someone who doesn't mind doing taxes. Maybe some professional accountant or tax attorney whose very livelihood depends on preparing clients' tax returns. Commentator Christy Bjornerud, a tax attorney, says she's not one of them.
What is it that we hate so much about taxes? Is it the sense that while we struggle to shoulder our tax burden, some fat cat who can afford an accountant has avoided paying his fair share? Or is it scurrying like rats through the 1040 maze each year? For me, having money withheld from each paycheck is no great joy, though it's certainly less painful than having to write a check to the IRS in April. Ouch! But even that pain can usually be reduced to only a brief moment of anguish, like tearing off a stuck-on Band-Aid in one swift motion. Let's face it, the really excruciating part of paying taxes every year is having to fill out those darn forms. The thought of doing my own return is like getting root canal work done, with myself as my own dentist. It's telling when even tax attorneys begin to loathe their own tax returns. Perhaps Congress should scrap the current income tax system and implement a little sweetheart of a flat tax. The term flat tax refers to a variety of tax reform proposals. They all revolve around the theory that if we got rid of all the deductions and loopholes and taxed everybody who makes over a certain amount at a single flat rate, we'd have a system that is both more fair and less dreadful for all. The problem with a flat tax is that it suffers from a boring title. If proponents in Congress could jazz it up a bit, the idea might make some headway. I'm not suggesting commercials featuring Las Vegas showgirls kicking up their heels while Wayne Newton croons about the merits of the flat tax. A simple change of name would suffice. Say, the fair tax, or even the really simple and straightforward tax. Under the really simple and straightforward tax, government and taxpayer alike would have less paper to manhandle. April could go back to being the month when spring sprung, rather than the 1040 quagmire that it is today. Sure, I'd have to put in for job retraining, but after all, who'd lose sleep over one less tax attorney in the world?
The comments of Christy Bjornerud, a tax attorney in Portland, Maine.